Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to highlight one of the resources you'll find at my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. The resource is my book, Dwell on These Things. Dwell on These Things presents a 31-day challenge that will help you learn to start talking to yourself the way God talks to you. The idea is that we start preaching a gospel-saturated message that lines up with what God's Word actually teaches instead of preaching a message of worldly discouragement to our hearts. Again, the book is called Dwell on These Things, and you'll find it in the bookstore at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. Now, let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge. And today's devotion is inspired by Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." It's often said that a tree is known by its fruit. That concept is mentioned regarding people multiple times in the scriptures. The essence of our true identity is demonstrated by the fruit that's produced in our lives. By grace, through faith, we are united with Jesus. He is the vine, and we are the branches. Our union with Him is our connection to life. Jesus nourishes and sustains us daily. Likewise, the Holy Spirit lives within us, and His presence produces a noticeable effect on our lives. He changes us from within to produce Christ-like attributes that He likewise empowers to operate in our lives. These attributes are referred to as fruit, and they serve as a visible demonstration of our union with Jesus. The Holy Spirit fosters love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in the lives of God's people. The active display of this fruit serves as a powerful testimony of our love for Jesus. It's convincing proof of His power. It goes far beyond our natural capabilities and can be the very thing the Lord uses to convince others to trust Him as well. Where is Christ calling you to display this fruit? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at this portion of Scripture today and to think about what it means. And Lord, You tell us in Your Word that when we trust in Your Son, Jesus Christ, Your Holy Spirit takes residence within us. And as we look at this portion of Scripture from Galatians 5, we can see that He produces fruit in our lives. Fruit that shows what kind of tree we really are. Lord, in Your Word, You tell us that we're Your children. You also tell us that we are Your ambassadors in this world. And the fruit of the Spirit displays that often in very visible ways. When we demonstrate love that's prompted by the Spirit, when we demonstrate joy in the midst of all circumstances, or peace and patience and kindness, all of these things we know, Lord, are attributes that reflect the heart of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Spirit is producing these things within us. So we're grateful that this can be put on display as You transform us and Your Spirit empowers us. Lord, we're grateful for what You're doing in our lives, and we're grateful for what You're producing through us. And we pray that in every context that You place us in, that we would represent You well, and that people would see in a very clear way the difference that it makes to know You through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord, for these blessings. Thank You for this reminder from Your Word. And we thank You for this new day. We commit it to You, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.